A return to a down vibe on financial markets this morning. I'm David Brancaccio in New York. The zigzags continue on financial markets today. After the Dow Jones Industrial Average went up 1,173 points yesterday, 4.5%, stock index futures are down this morning. The Dow future, for example, is down 468 points, 1.7%. One narrative offered is that all the emergency interventions to gird against the economic effects of the coronavirus are spooking markets. David Madden, an analyst at CMC Markets in London, told me today a lot of money has been thrown at the problem.
The Fed cutting interest rates, the U.S. government setting aside billions of dollars of a fund that runs $7 or $8 billion, the IMF putting aside a fund of $50 billion, the World Bank, a fund in the region of $12 billion. This still isn't enough to try and really calm the markets.
The FTSE index in London at the moment is down 1.8%. Germany's down by about a similar percentage. Asian markets were up. Hong Kong, the key index there, up about 2% today. And the benchmark U.S. interest rate at the moment remains below 1%. It's never been as low as it's been over the last week. Representatives of the oil producers cartel, OPEC, are meeting in Vienna today to talk about the downturn caused by the response to the coronavirus hitting demand for fossil fuel. The BBC's Andrew Walker has this preview for us.
Day one is OPEC, Saudi Arabia being the biggest member, and the Saudis want to see further cuts in production. The group has already been managing lower levels of production to try and keep prices up. They want to see further cuts of the order of 1 million to 1.5 million barrels per day. Doesn't look like it's going to be all that difficult to get agreement from the rest of OPEC, but the bigger challenge will be day two, on Friday, when they meet Russia as well, and a number of other non-OPEC member countries. Russia in particular has so far been reluctant to commit itself to going on with any further restraints on production.
The BBC's Andrew Walker in London. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman now to explore the impact on U.S. consumers and producers.
With global demand down, companies are using less oil to make and ship things. As consumers avoid contact and curtail travel, they use less oil too. That's already translated into cheaper gas prices in the U.S., down about 15 cents a gallon since January to $2.42 a gallon this week, according to the U.S. Energy Information Administration. Oil analyst Stephen Shork says recent crude oil price declines will continue to flow through to the pump.
So 2 weeks hence, we can expect to see a 7-cent pullback.
Of course, the U.S. also produces a lot of oil nowadays. Lower crude prices make that business less profitable. But Tom Klauza at the Oil Price Information Service says the U.S. shale oil industry is resilient.
You've got companies like Chevron and ExxonMobil as large players, and they're not really strapped for cash.
At the end of February, U.S. oil production hit a new all-time high. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.
Crude oil is down just slightly today, $46.71 a barrel. It's down 25% since January. With Super Tuesday top of mind this week, we wanted to give you an offer so super that you would not want to miss it. Give $30 today to get our brand new Marketplace t-shirt designed especially for super fans like you. Now, your support is so important to what we do, and now we need you more than ever. Become a Marketplace investor and cast your vote for independent journalism. Donate today at marketplace.org, and thank you. Now, how a virus erases economic activity given travel restrictions, especially on Chinese tourists. Let's look at Los Angeles. Here's Robert Garova of station KPCC.
Angelina Wu runs a business called Fancy Tours. It caters to travelers from China visiting L.A. Over a cup of coffee, she tells me a couple of the top attractions for these visitors.
Universal Studio, Disneyland.
But Wu says since January, she's had more than 600 people cancel, customers who would have spent at least $2,000 apiece, depending on their tour package.
Our cash flow only can last 3 or 4 months, so it's very, very hard for us.
LA welcomed well over 1 million people from China last year. A report commissioned by the LA Tourism and Convention Board estimates a loss of 325,000 Chinese visitors to LA in 2020 and a dip of $920 million in direct spending. That's already hitting home for luxury shopping destinations like Rodeo Drive in Beverly Hills, where Chinese tourists account for a substantial amount of sales.
I think there are businesses out there that are truly struggling.
Todd Johnson is president of the Beverly Hills Chamber of Commerce. If people aren't getting on planes, then they're not staying in hotels, and they're not spending money in stores. He says some retailers are reporting as much as a 60% downturn in their business.
I think this is just a reminder of how connected most businesses are, both nationally and internationally.
Tour operators in other U.S. destinations are experiencing a downturn in the wake of COVID-19, too. Catherine Prather is president of the National Tour Association. She says she knows of at least one tour business in New York that shut its doors.
Some of our U.S.-based tour operators are turning to the local Chinese-American market to fill that void of the inbound from China market, and some also have expanded to other Asian countries.
After the outbreak is passed, Prather says she hopes there will be pent-up demand from Chinese tourists who've been waiting to plan a trip to the U.S. I'm Robert Garova for Marketplace.
And we've been reading a free intro economics textbook as part of what we call Econ Extra Credit. This week, while reading along about the power of laws and rules in making the economy function better for more people, we get ambushed by pirates. Turns out, 18th century pirate ships often had written employment contracts, no smoking below decks, and a remarkably flat pay structure.
If you had guys, let's say one pirate, you know, earned 100 times more than another, and the crew took some prize, well, that guy might want to call it quits there.
We talked to George Mason, Professor Peter Leeson, an expert on the economics of pirates. It'll be in the podcast and marketplace.org if you miss it on the air. In New York, I'm David Brancaccio. This is the Marketplace Morning Report from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.